Unit 97, Buy Nothing Day. The singer Elton John took legal action against his managers, accusing them of not looking after his money properly. During the court case, the lawyers asked for a detailed breakdown of the money he spent over the past year. It turned out that he had spent $289,000 on flowers. For many, this is just another example of rock star extravagance. Why become a world-famous star if you cannot spend thousands on flowers or anything else that appeals? But others take a more critical view of this kind of spending. Our consumer culture is out of control. Once we shopped to buy what we needed. Now we shop for other reasons. To impress each other. To fill a void. To kill time. That's the message from a group of activists behind Buy Nothing Day. First held in Canada in 1992, Buy Nothing Day is celebrated on the last Friday in November and has spread to major cities across the world. On November 25, 2000, campaigners in North America hit the streets, handing out leaflets suggesting alternatives to shopping and putting up posters with the message, "Warning, all they want is your money." Behind these activities is a conviction that consumerism has commercialized society. Advertisements follow people everywhere. Sponsors bring every musical or sporting event to the fans. Public spaces and surfaces are covered by logos. Everywhere people go, a voice in their ears says, "Buy me." This is having a disturbing effect. Around 700,000 people in Britain and up to 15 million people in the U.S. are compulsive shoppers, it is claimed. These shopaholics have low self-esteem and respond to the promises of glamour, wealth, and popularity made by famous brands. They need to shop to feel fulfilled. Eventually, they become addicted. Critics of Buy Nothing Day say it is not a good cause. For millions of people across the world, every day is Buy Nothing Day. Why not go to Africa and organize a Buy Something Day? Supporters argue that people in rich countries will do more to tackle world poverty when they change their own attitude to money and consumption. On the streets, the Buy Nothing Day activists generally get a friendly reception. People listen as they make their point. They nod their heads in agreement. Then they go ahead and shop. It takes more than an idealistic young person to stop the commercial tide. With so much of the global economy dependent on consumers, it can be argued that shopping is even a kind of duty. But the Buy Nothing Day message is still worth hearing. Be an individual, it says. Be independent of commercial pressure. These are great qualities to have. Where can I buy them?